Kirboy said today's daf is daf vav. We're holding the third line from the top of the Amid, where the Gemara is repeating the halacha that we had about Reb Avohu Gufa. Omer Reb Avohu told us that Shnayim Shedonu Dini Mominis, the Divri Akoil Ein Dineyem Din. Reb Avohu holds that for a Bezdin, not like Shmuel. In fact, right before the Gufa, we ended off Gavra Agavra Karamis, because it's a machlokes between Shmuel and Reb Avohu. Shmuel held that if you had two dayanim that are done, dineyim din, but it's called a bezdin chotzef, a chutzpah. However, Reb Avohu says, no, shnayim shedonu dinim amunis, the divri hakol means according to all tanoim, not according to all amirayim, because it's a machloik, is Shmuel and Reb Avohu. Reb Avohu says, all the tanoim, that's Reb Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan, all agree with me, that what? Ein dineyim din. Shmuel disagrees, of course, with that, but that's what Reb Avohu holds. Now, why does he hold Shnayim, the Divya Kol, Ein Dineim Din? So you remember, because the Torah tells us, Legabe Epikodin, which the Mishnah refers to as Gzeilois, it says three times the word Elohim. And since it says three times Elohim, we learn from that that every Bezdin has to have a minimum of three Tayonim Mumchim.
And Elohim implies judgment.
Why does Elohim imply judgment?
Verses, isn't that what we learn?
Well, according to Rashi, the reason why Elohim is referring to Dayanim is it's Lashon Gidula Virabonus. That means Lashon of people are elevated, people of Choshev people. Yes.
The three times it says Elohim, does it mean a Beis Din or has to be a Beis Din of experts?
That's a very good question. Let's address that in a moment. But Rashi back on base, Amid base.
That's why it's base then.
Base then, yeah, okay. But getting back to Daf base, Amid base, Rashi says, it says by Yosef HaTzadik, Re'ei Nisaticha Elohim Lefaroi. Kodesh Baruch Hu has given you, Yosef, to be Elohim. Elohim doesn't mean that he made him God.
Right.
It means that he has a
Lashon.
I'm reading from Rashi on base, Amid base, five lines from the bottom. Five lines from the bottom where Rashi says that the word Elohim is a Lashon Srora Verabonus, like it says, Re'ei Nisaticha Elohim Lefarei. What means Elohim in that connection? It means Lashon Abonus, and therefore the boy Mumchim, you need three. So now returning to your question. So where does it say three times Elohim? So we already had this in Gimel Amid Beis. In one pasuk it says, "Im lo yimotzi aganav v'nikar balabayis elu Elohim." Im lo yishulach yodim leches riyehu. He goes to the bezin to the Elohim. And the next pasuk says, "Al kol dvar pesh al shor al chamor al se al salma kol avida sheyomer kiuze ad hu Elohim yavid dvar shneim asher yashiun Elohim yishalim shneim l'riyehu." So three times the word Elohim. In all of these three, it does not mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochel, you don't have to say Elohim. It's referring to the Dayan. He has to be Elohim. And therefore he has to be not only a Dayan, but he has to be a Mumche. Now the question is, these three Elohims all appear in the parsha of giving a Pikodoin, and therefore if the Shomer denies that he's holding on to this Pikodoin, he's potentially a Gazlon. Therefore our Mishnah said, ooh, by Gazlan, then you have to have three Mumchim. The question is, do you also learn Hoidois V'Halvois from that you have to have three Mumchim? Now we had a discussion back on Beis Amid Beis, whether or not Eruv Parshios causes Kano, Loi Eruv Parshios. But one thing we see according to Bavo, Bavo holds that just like you have to have three by Gzelois V'Chavolois, you also have to have three by all other dinei mominis, including haidois valvois. So that being the case, kufa amr bavo, if you only have shnayim shadona dinei mominis, you didn't have three, only two, the divya kol ein dinei, it's worthless. You have to have three. That's Elohim three times. Ein sura baba lira bavo. Sura baba asra bavo. Don is a din. Zika is a chayim. By the way, you asked before whether it has to be three mumchim, and the answer is min ha-Torah. Yes. The reason why dois ha-vois, you can use head yoytis, is because
shaltinel delos b'fnei lovin,
which means that if a malve is willing and able to lend money, we want to take away as many potential impediments.
Incentivize lending.
Exactly right. We want to incentivize lending. We don't want to put any impediments. We don't want that if he has a quarrel with the loiva on the maturity date, then you tell him, oh, you have to go to Bezdin, but it has to be, got a Bezdin of chief rabbis. How many chief rabbis do we have here in Manhattan? No, not easy. I have to kind of schlep the guy to Lakewood, to Brooklyn, to Muncie. Yeah, it's not so simple. Therefore, we tell them, even three hedgehogs is also good. And that's mid-rabbah. Anyway, we're getting back to our Gemara. Bavo says, if you only had 2 dayanim, zero. Ain't in Amden. Ain't in Bavo. I have a Mishnah Mesechtes B'choyrois. What did it say in the Mishnah? Donas Adin. Zikas Achayv. Chiyav Es Azakai. Tima Es Atar. Tira Es Atame. Notice that each time it's a Lashon Yochid, it doesn't say Donu Es Adin. Ziku. Chayvu. Tim'u. Says Rashi is a mashmah. We're talking about one individual. That is Donas Adin. Donas Adin means he is the person that is fearing the Din Torah. Zika Sechai, V'chiv Zaka, and he decided that Yankel is right, or Beryl is wrong, etc. And it turns out he made a boo-boo, because Zika Sechai, the one that really should have been guilty, he said, you're okay. The guy that was innocent, he said, oh, no, no, thank you. Timi Esatar, he went and took Taharis, and he was Metame then. Tir Esatame, he took to me things which are Tame, and he said that they're taught. And as a result, he caused all types of financial havoc. Masha also, what he paskin is gepaskin. In other words, the verdict is cemented in place. You don't reverse the psak, even though it was a faulty psak. Umishalami basin, he has to pay from his own pocket to whoever he caused damage to. Okay, so what do I see from that Mishnah? I see from that Mishnah that even one individual can go and paskin. And you just said, now above all, that it's even two ein dinayim din. It's certainly one ein dinayim din. So you might want to say that perhaps that's talking about a mumcha merabim, which we had yesterday in the Gemara on the top. Mumcha merabim don afili yuchidi. But says Rishbam, if you look at the end of that Mishnah, there in Maseches Bechoyris, it continues on. Im hayim mumcha lebezin, if he was a mumcha, and so on and so forth. That's the end of that Mishnah. Is the Harai, says the Rashi, that the first part of the Mishnah is not talking about a mumcha, it's just talking about a regular, ordinary dayan. So, ay bazoi, we see Masha also what he did was done. In other words, it was a kosher verdict, even though it was a boo-boo, and he has to go and pay for it, Mishalmi Beisai, but nevertheless it works. Didn't Rabavo say that this is worthless, that difficult Dinayim did. And here it says, Masha Osos. Kiblu alayu means that the two litigants got together and they said, we know that you're supposed to have a bezin of three, but we are willing to accept the wisdom and the decisions of this rabbi, and we take it upon ourselves. And therefore, says our Gemara, that even if Avo agrees in such a case, yes, you could do that. In other words, they do not have their own inherent authority to go and paskin shaylus, unless you have three. However, you can go and endow them with the authority, as long as both the plaintiff and the defendant get together and say, yes, Rabbi Smith, it's fine, you'll be our diet.
They should be battled from pain.
Oh, that's the Morris Gasha, Bill. What would we do without you? Once they say, we take you upon ourselves, so then he shouldn't have to pay. Right, that's your question?
And he gives them the bill.
Everything more the Umrulay, the Antalono Din Torah. Did you pask for us the Din Torah? In other words, what does that mean, the Antalon Din Torah? So you remember we had Rashi yesterday. Rashi says, here we're saying, if it's Kiblu Alayu, doesn't that mean that they were Makabal both Lidin Ulitous? Everything more, no, they only accepted him for Din Torah and not for Torah. So if you remember, let's take a look at Rashi again, back on Daf Hey Omid Aleph. You have Rashi on the first narrow line at the top of the Amud, where Rashi says, Don Dina b'yachidef, he's all by himself. Im kibluch alayu legamri, right? It says, Mekabel alayu, legamri leilach acharecha im ledin im leta'uz, that they've agreed, you are our final decider, both for din, to paskin the din toyer, im leta'uz, even if you make a mistake, v'loyit ba'ucha, and we're not going to be toveya you for any mistakes. Like the Shabbat, then he's off the hook, like you just said. However, the Eloi, if they didn't accept him with that broad authority, Ledin Olatois, then Zoshlim, what is that? Says Rashi, the Eloi Kiblu to Oscha Aleihem. They didn't say, we accept you for your mistakes. Amri Loch, Diantalon Din Torah. Oh, the same Russian that we have here. did you dan din Torah? If the, he didn't, zil shalim, then he has to pay. But the din is good. Why is the din good? Because since they accepted him, they said, Rabbi Smith, you're going to be decided. Whatever he decides, that is Torah's emes. That is done. But if he made a mistake, then he, in fact, he has to go and pay because they didn't accept him totally broadly for everything, only for Dianta London. So this is the same as yesterday's Gemara in that Rashi. Okay, so now the person made a bubur. The question is, what was the nature and what was the scope of the bubur? It's only Rav Safa Rav Abba. What was his mistake? Elaim Tovah Dvar Mishnah, a clear cut Mishnah. In other words, a Dvar Pasha that everybody, every Cheder Yingle knows. The Omer of Sheishas, Omer of Asi, it says on the side. Tovah Dvar Mishnah, Choyzer. By Tovah Dvar Mishnah, if it's so clear that every little Yingle can go and tell you, it's a Mishnah in Broch, it's a Mishnah in Shabbos, it's a Mishnah in Psochim, it's a Mishnah in Mufarashas. In such a case, everybody agrees. Choyzer means that you reverse the psak din, even though normally kiblu alayu, this gets cemented in place. But the Torah of our Mishnah, sorry, come on, that's such a dover posture that you're wrong. You cross it out and you reverse the psak of the din. Ah, so ibazoi, that can't be because you just said now masha osu osui, and you're telling me if it's Torah of our Mishnah choyzer, el the Torah is shikul hadas. What does that mean, b'shikol hadas? Hey, chidom b'shikol hadas, explain that to me. Om rapop. Keep going. You have a case of trei tanoim. Two tanoim in the Mishnah, or a Mishnah b'raisa that are arguing. Or, utrei amiroi. You have Rav and Shmuel, Abaye v'rova. You have two amiroim, the pligi hadodi, that are arguing. V'loi itmar, hilchus aloi kimar, v'loi kimar. There is no psak in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam, or even in the Gemara. As you know, many Gemaras, at the end of the Gemara, it says, V'hilchasa kach v'kach. In this case, we had a machloikas tanoi, or machloikas amiroyim, the Gemara didn't bring hilchasa. Loi kimar v'loi kimar. So what do I do now? V'sugyun de'alma alib d'chad minay. What means sugyun de'alma? This explains Rashi, that when you go through Shas and Gemaras that deal with that machloikas, you get the sense that that Gemara is going with the shita of one of the two. In other words, let's assume that we did not have a psak in the Gemara between Reb Avo and Shmuel, whether two works or two don't work. So then you go through all of these Gemaras here in the beginning of Sanhedrin. What does it sound like? Does the Gemara seem to prefer the view of Shmuel that two is okay, two works, two is okay? It's a bez l'chotzef, but the ma'aseh works. Or does the Gemara seem to go with the gang, with the approach of Reb Avo that says, Shnaim ain't the name there. So you try to get a sense of it. Okay, so therefore, even though it doesn't say befeirish halacha, you see that the trend and the mahalach hamachshava of the tanoim amiroim was in one direction. V'ozalian, what did he do? The other kidach, he paskin like the other man, the Omar. That's what we call haynu shikol hadas. Where in such a case, he cannot be mechayiv the person that is supposed to pay, because if he went and paskined like the other way, that man the Yoma says, or that litigant says, mister, you went against the sugya d'alma. I know that the Gemara in Psachim says kach v'kach, or the Gemara in Erechim says so on and so forth. It actually doesn't say v'ilchasa, but you're paskining against that sugya d'alma. Says the dayan. He says, you're right, I made a boo-boo, I made a mistake, and I'm going to pay from my own pocketbook. So that's what the Gemara is saying is, if it's a Torah B'dvar Mishnah, you just reverse the psak, you made a mistake. However, if it's a Shikol Hadas, in such a case, the verdict remains, and the damage that he did financially, he, the dayan, has to go and pay for that.
How do you measure that? Because many times the Gemara will bring, since Reb Avos mentioned a lot so far in our perek, But Shmuel's mentioned much more throughout Shas.
Mm-hmm.
How do you measure which way the Gemara is going? I mean, we have certain principles, like it says the Intim Salomar.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Rambam, there's no Rif, there's nobody to code which way we go. How do you dispute someone, a judge, who says it was my inclination? I mean, really, in the time of the Gemara, it's the Wild West. So whoever he decides, That's it.
Well, the Gemara often says the Hilchos.
Right, but so
we're saying
not,
in the absence of the Hilchos.
In the absence of the Hilchos. In the absence.
So we probably have to add up all the Gemaras and Shas, Baruch Hashem, we would come to you or people like you that have phenomenal memory, and we would ask them, how many times do you find Shmuel? How many times do you find Shmuel? I find Kamav. 8 times in Shas, but it was only 3 times. Well, 8 minus 3, it sounds like that we go with Shmuel and not with Shmuel.
At that time was the Wild East.
Okay. And so Gemara writes them. Let us say, now we're going back on Shmuel and Reb Avo. Shmuel that says 2 is fine, and Reb Avo that says no, 2 is no good. Let's go and say that this machloek is Tanoim. Where's the machloek is Tanoim? Bitsua. Bitsua is a term that the Gemara uses in reference to a pshara. Pshara means, of course, a compromise settlement. And the Gemara is going to talk about this at great length, both here in the bottom of the Omid and into the Omid base, as you'll see. So, Bitzua, if you want to have a compromise settlement between the two parties, Bishloish Divremeir, take 3 Dayanim to go and get the parties together to arbitrate, to mediate, and to come to a settlement. Chumayim, no, Pshar B'yachin, Pshar is enough for even one person. So, Vrua, so the Gemara assumed in the Havimina, since it says, Lemik Ketanoi, that the same thing, although we are focusing on Pitzua and Pshara, but the same thing applies to Din. That's what the Gemara assumed. If that's the case, my love, I'm confused. The Gemara says, Dim Shloisha, that just like Pshara has to have Shloisha, in other words, Rameya that says, Pitzua B'Shloisha, Din has also got to be B'Shloisha. Or Gemara says, in the Tzveitim on the Yama that says, Pshara B'Yachin, he holds Din B'Shnayim. Even though he says Yachin, he holds B'Shnayim, the Gemara at this point does not consider this to be a relevant distinction. In fact, if you look at the Rashi, which is parallel to our Gemara, Man di Ometre Afilu Bechad, certainly going to the Gemara shortly, that we'll see. Afilu Bechad Machshir, the Kimundle Makshin and Lei Ledin. If you're telling me that we are not Makish Pshar Ledin, then I bazoi, Mali Tre Mali Chad, what difference does it make? If you're telling me that you have to have your makish ledin, then that's we have our machloikis. But if you're telling me that it's chad, so here we'll see mechim the more shortly the chad and shnayim. The Gemara does not distinguish between the two. The emes, and this is already a toisvis here on hey amid beis. If you look at the toisvis hey amid beis here on the bottom, if you're not learning an art school Gemara, you don't even have to turn any pages. 2 toisvis in from the bottom, the penultimate toisvis shnayim shedonim. This is referring to Shmuel, Shnaim Shedonu Dineim Din, but it's called the Bezn Chotzer. Says Toisus, Hodanok Shnaim Mishem Da, Filu Shnaim have a Bezn Chotzer. But Shmuel holds a Aval, who are Din, the Chaname Dinei Din. Even one is enough. Midaparach Vesamach, like we're going to see later on, Rebavo Midon Hadin, Ule Shmuel Loi Parach. We'll see that in Imara shortly. Anyway, so bottom line is, when you see one, or you see two, at least at this point in the Gemara, they are interchangeable. You'll see there's going to be at one point in the Gemara, the Gemara's going to want to say 3, 2, 1. But at this point, there's no difference between 2 and 1. Remember, because the one Shmuel that holds that 2 are good is because he does not learn Erev Parshius. So we don't learn Hoidos V'Halvois from Gzeilis V'Chavolis. Either by Gzeilis Zebifesh in the Torah, 3 times Eliyim. Rabbonus Usrara, person of great, great stature. That's only there, but not anywhere else. So therefore Shmuel says even 1 is enough. Even 2 is enough. And even 2 has the status of a Bezdin Chotzef. Okay, so we're going to get into
that. Well, if 2 is a Bezdin Chotzef, what's a 1? That must be even a lower standard, no?
Or higher chutzpah.
What Toysis says over here, and we went through it quickly, is that Shmuel really holds that even 1 is good. So why does he focus on 2? Because he wants to say, you would think 2 is almost 3. Nishka Ferlam. 1 is a chutzpah gedoyla. But 2! No! If you're not going with 3, it's a chutzpah any way you look at it. But Toysis says, according to Shmuel, even 1 works. You do not need 3. You don't even need 2, even 1. And if you have 2, chutzpah, zach, everyman. He goes and puts together a bezin of 2. You have to have a bezin of 3. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara.
No, it's okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're fine as it is.
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm fine the way I am.
Good, exactly. is again. So we have a machloikis here by bitzu, by pshara, three or one. Savrua, so since we're saying lady kitanoi, savrua the kuliyama makshir pshara, then everybody holds pshara and din are on the same page. Same rules and regulations. My labakim evagisa. What's the machloikis? The maris of a din bishloisha. They're just like bitzua, meaning pshara, you need three. Din tari, you also need three. Who is that? That's Rabbavo. Rabbavo said, shnaim shidono divakol. Ain dinayim din, worthless. Marsav din mishnayim loy. Who's the one that holds din mishnayim? That means Shmuel. He holds that din mishnayim. So the same thing is just like pshara is biyachid. So din is also biyachid or mishnayim. So lechayra, I'm right. Lemiketanoi that the machlokes Rebavo and Shmuel is the machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim. And Shmuel loy. Tekuli alma din is bishloisha din. Everybody holds it, you have to have three. In other words, Rebavo says, don't tell me that there's a machloikis. Everybody holds like me. That's why Rebavo said at the top of the Amid, that l'divri ha-koil, two or one, ain't the name, then you have to have three. So, why is there a machloikis l'gabi kshara? B'hocha b'hof k'mif l'gi. The ma'as of makshinim shara l'din. They're just like din, you have to have three, says Rebavo. Says Rameir, for Pshara you also have to have Din, because Pshara and Din are similar. How are they similar? We'll have Mechim Nigmara on the Amid Beis, a Hekish from the Din of Sholoim to the Din of Din, Mishpat, Mor is going to bring a passing Mishpat Sholoim, Mor is going to say they're the same. So therefore, just like Din requires three, Pshara requires three according to Rameir. Umar Sovar and Chamda disagree. Loi Makshinim Pshara Ledin. Din Yataka need three, but Pshara you can even use one. So you have no raya that the machloikis of Avo and Shmuel is machloikis tanoi. Zoktimar lema, it's a loss of tanoi. Bipshara, when it comes to Pshara, maybe you have three tanoi. Who the three? Tamara sava bishloisha. That's Rameh, right? We start off lema katanoi, bitsu bishloisha, div Rameh. That's three. Umar sava bishnai. And then there's a second mandiyama that holds two. Now, who is that other mandiyama that holds two? That luchayra would be Shmuel. That just like he holds that two works for purposes of din, he holds two would work for purposes of pshara. Umar sava and the chacham say pshara biyachid. Oh, so I have three mandi amrim. Says him, no. Like we said before, amr vachem reda vikah. We say amr vayim abar shamia mandi amr trei. Afil echad nami. Whoever holds two, even holds one, because there's no distinction between one and two. That's like the toisis that we said down below. I vahidik amr. So why even say two? If you tell me you can make a pshara with one arbitrator, one mediator, you don't need two. So why would the chum say that? Why would he say before you have to have two? So Timur, I'll tell you why he says two. That you should have Aden. It's good, not because of the pshara. Al pshara, you don't need two. Al pshara, you only need one. But afterwards, if there is a dispute what the pshara was about, where one of the parties is not happy with the settlement. Did you ever hear a case where both parties are happy with the settlement? Nobody's happy with the settlement.
They won't admit it.
Exactly. You split it down the middle. You split the baby down. Well, I get half of the baby. But nobody's happy with that conclusion. So, if we have to aid them to go and say, this is what was concluded. Omer of Ashi. Shema min apshara in itrich kinyan. Based on this, we see apshara does not require a kinyan. What means doesn't require a kinyan? To go and solidify the jurisdiction of the Bezdin, you don't need a kinyan. These are the three kinyan. Man the omer tzricha tlosa lomali tis gibetrei v'likni minay. Why do you have to have three and also have a kinyan? Once they make a kinyan, doesn't that solidify it enough? And therefore, you shouldn't have to have three. Even one or two should be sufficient. Have a dimara v'hilchasa. Pshara tzricha kinyan. No, a pshara does require a kinyan after all.
Even with three.
Even with three. That's the last Rashi on the Amid. Because pshara tzricha kinyan, just like Bill is saying, with the Nasis Bishloisha, you always have to have a kinyan. Good. Turn it about. Now we start a brisa. This is a very lengthy brisa, which goes about three quarters of the Amid days, but it's quite a straightforward, easy brisa.
Why, just before we go to it, I see the word Bitsua is coming up again. Why does the Gemara use Bitsua and Pshara? Is there any qualitative distinction between them?
No, but the reason why I use Betzua because the Gemara is going to base it on a pasuk that we'll see in the other day. And the Gemara is going to give multiple interpretations of Betzua. We'll see. Betzua really means to go and kind of split. To
like a bread.
Right, exactly. Betzia pas, exactly. Right. Just like din requires three dayanim, Betzua also requires three dayanim, according to the Tanakh. Nigmar hadin, yaturishoy levtzoy. What means nigmar hadin? Says the top Rashi, and this is based on the Gemara on the bottom, as we'll see in a few minutes. Nigmar hadin sheomru ish ploini atazaki ish ploini atachayev. Once the bezin has issued their psak, osur levtzoy, says the next Rashi. Mishabol hadin osur ledayanim levtzoy. Meaning that until you've paskin the din Torah, at any point you can go and try to make a settlement between them. However, Nigmar Din, once the Bezin is decided, it's too late, you have to show the Tzai. No more compromises, no more settlements. Now, the way Rashi is learning is that they actually declared in Bezin, with a verdict, Ish Ploini Atachai, Ish Ploini Atachai. Based on that, the Tosis is bothered. I don't even understand the Havamina. Can you ever imagine a person that wins in court? The Bezin says, you are Zakai, and you are a chayiv, you got to go and pay him $1 million or $100, whatever the litigation is about. But you know what? We think it's a good idea that you should settle. The guy that won the din Torah is going to say, why should he have any incentive to go and settle? They already decided, I'm right and he's wrong. That's why I paid for the lawyers, and that's why I'm here every single day in Bezin for the last 3 weeks, because I knew I was going to win, and I won, and so give me the money. What's this B2A business? So Tosis acknowledges that, asks that kasha on, if you look at the first full Tosis, it looks like the second Tosis, Nigmar Adin Yatar Sholuf Tzoya, if you look in the middle of the Tosis, Upirish Bekuntris, halfway down, Shekvar Omru Ish Ploini, what does it mean that Nigmar Adin, Shekvar Omru Ish Ploini Atazakim Ish Ploini Atachayv, V'loshen HaShas Mucha Kein Bevadai, and the Loshen of the Shas is certainly like Rashi. Why does he say that certainly like Rashi? Because we'll see Mitchum on the bottom of the Amud. If you go skip down to three lines from the bottom of the Amud, you see it says, Hechi Domi Gmar Din. You see that three lines from the bottom, Hechi Domi Gmar Din. In the middle of the line, Barry, you with me?
Yes, I'm
Rav. Amr Marav. Ish Ploini Atachayv, Ish Ploini Atazakai. So you see that the Gemara quotes Rashi word for word that you have here on top. She Amr Ish Ploini Atazakai, Ish Ploini Atachayv. And therefore, Tosis says, Avada, the mashmois of the Lashon is just like Rashi. He's just quoting him word for word. Avakasha, my betzua shayich hashta achash nifsek adin legamri. I mean, it doesn't make sense that people would consider doing a settlement. Once the bezin issues their psak, the winning party is never going to agree to a settlement. Ubedoichik yesh loimar, we ken efshe emfrit, shlo yitu oisoi loimaloi, yireim anu shema te'inu bedin. That they could try to convince the winning party and say, you know what? You know, we're not perfect. We're not malachim. We may have made a mistake. We already said on the Amud Aleph that you could be Toya B'dvar Mishnah, you could be Toya B'shikol Adas. Maybe we made a mistake. You know, we think it would still be a good idea to go and settle after all, because it's impossible we'll be reversed on appeal type of thing. But of course, that's the doichik, that's a shwer pshat. And as we learn, Tois miyukish mischayv and shvuah is there. Okay, it's mishvuah. That's another masa. So the way Tois is instead, because he disagrees with Rashi. If you look at the beginning of the Tois, which we skipped, nigmar din atar sholif tzoya ki goin shikvar dikdiku bedin heitev, that they've already gone through all of the svaras and the arguments back and forth, and they've gone through all the mishnayos and all the gemaras and all the shulchan aruchs and all the rambams and all the tshuva svarim, and ukimoy gomer sadin. And it's as if they issued their verdict already. The only thing that's missing is to say those magic words, Ish ploini atachayev, the Ish ploini atazakai. The kibin is bar kol kach, ein la toise lasir pshara. Shalmoli hayyadesh, and it's bar dina deschus, layam misratz lepshara b'shaminyan. So the way Toise is learning pshat, which is, if you will, a little bit more seicheldik, but as Toise acknowledges, that is not the doesn't conform with the text of the Gemara, when it says Nigmar Din means that the Bezin has gone through all of the arguments, all of the Psiske Halacha, and has already come up with a final decision. Says Toisis, under those circumstances, the Bezin would be remiss if they would say, we still encourage settlement at this moment. Why? Because if the winning party knew that the Bezdin had already decided in his favor, he never would have agreed to go and do a pshara, v'yimisratza b'shum inyan. So therefore, it's really unethical, if you will, to go and suggest now when the Bezdin is ready to issue their psak. Chevra, are you still willing to settle? Yes, yes, because we're about to issue a psak. So he says, that's what the Gemara is saying, nigmar adin. If in their minds, in their hearts, they have already been nigmar adin, yatir shoy lev tzay. But again, the Lashon HaGemara and the Lashon of Rashi is after they've actually issued the psak, as opposed to just in their hearts and in their minds.
There's a difference, Girsa, in Tosos and Rashi. Rashi has Asr Lipsoa and Tosos.
No. The reason is because that's the next line. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was the first Mandi Yamar. Now the Gemara just briefly throws in a mnemonic, a simon of Sar Mashban Kash Simon, and that's because we're going to have 8 different Mandi Omrim quoted in the Gemara, and therefore each one of these is a simon to one of those Mandi Omrim. Okay, so now we already have the Tanakam. Tanakam is a Nigmar Adin, Yatr Shah Livtsoya. Rabbi Lez Benoit Shabbi Yoshe Aglili Oimer Asr Livtsoya. This is the Asr Livtsoya that you're referring to. I quoted it earlier, but it's really the next Mandi Omrim. So to Rashi Asr Livtsoya, second line. Mishabo Ledin Asr Livdianam Livtsoya. He is, if you will, almost the other end of the spectrum, on the end of the rainbow. The Tanakhama said, only by Nigmar Adin Yatir Shoy Lev Tzoya. But until that point, where according to Tosfos before, they've solidified the verdict in their minds and in their hearts, and according to Rashi and the Gemara later on, Gemara Adin means until they actually, even after they issued their verdict, Nigmar Adin, then it's also Lev Tzoya, says Reb Lezer, once two people come to the Bezdin, they knock on the door, and the Bezdin accepts them and says, okay, first session is going to be tomorrow morning, come on back. Once Boled in, it's already also, they shouldn't mention the word settlement whatsoever. They've agreed to Livtsoya, we're done. So it's not that you wait for the Gemar Din also Livtsoya, it's also Livtsoya already from the very beginning, once they've agreed to go to Bezdin. B'chol HaBitzeh, and anybody who from this point on says, you know, let's try to settle. Harzei Choyte, that's wrong. Once you're in Bezdin, let the Bezdin paskin what they're supposed to do. B'chol HaMavarech HaSabitzeh, whoever says, ui, that one that settled it, a mediated and arbitrated it, Harzei Menai, it's wrong. What he's doing is, it's a form of blasphemy. V'al Zeneman, about this it says in the Pasuk, Boitzeya Beirech, Nietz Hashem. A person who's Beirech, who benches, meaning he's Mishabeach, he praises the Boitzeya, the one that is compromising, Nietz Hashem, he is causing a blasphemy of a Kodesh Baruch. Well, what's the blasphemy? Because if the Torah says that the halacha should be X, Y, Z, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, and you decide to settle for anything different, it's as if you're saying, I don't believe in the Torah. I want to go and make a loophole. I want to make exceptions. I want to make changes. No. But Hashem says that's Kodesh, and don't try to make any types of settlement. So before you go into Bezdin, everybody agrees you can settle. That's not a problem. But once you're in Bezdin, says Reb Lezer, don't talk about settlement, don't breathe settlement, we're done. You have to, Eli Yikov Adin Esahar. That's an expression. The word Yikov is from Lashon of Nekev, to make a hole. Din means the din, the halacha, should go make a hole through a heart, even through a powerful mountain like a Mount Everest, even a mountain that's made totally out of boulders, made out of strong stone. I don't care. Once we are beyond the settlement stage, we're now into Din Torah stage, let the Din Torah go and pierce through the har and decide what the din is. Shnemar ki amikim mishpat lelekim hu. V'chei Moshe hayu oimer. When Moshe Rabbeinu would be done at Din Torah, he would also say, Yikav din is a har. Aval Aharon, Aharon his brother, he had a different derech. Oyev shalom, v'royev shalom, u'meisim shalom bein odom l'chaveroi, shenema. Now the Gemara quotes at length a pasuk in, I think it's Malachi, is it? Yeah, pasuk in Malachi. What did it say in the pasuk? Toynes emes hoysa b'fiyu. All of this is referring to Aharon HaKohen. V'avlo le'nimtz b'svasov. You never would hear him say apsan avlo, a bad word. B'shalom u'v'mishar holach iti v'rabim heishim yoven. So what do we see? That Aharon HaKohen, Oyev Shalom, Oyev Shalom, and therefore he did do compromises. So is he going against what we just said? Ki Hamishpat LeLekim Hu? How can you go and do this? So if you look at the third line of Rashi from the very top of Aharon, Oyev Shalom, Oyev Shalom, V'kimin Shoyu Shemeya Machloikis Beinem, when he would hear that there's a machlokes between Yankel and Beryl and Besmedish. Koydim shivoy lefnei ledin, lefanov ledin. Before they came to him for a din Torah, hayiroidef acharem, he would first run after them. Umata sholom b'neim. He would say, I heard in the mikveh this morning that Yankel and Beryl, you have some sort of differences of opinion. Maybe we can bridge them. Maybe we can work it out. So that is already, that's fine, because this happened prior to coming to din. Tosis adds even further. Tosis says, Aharon wasn't the dayan. You see, the second Tosis, the second full Tosis, of Aharon, Pirish, Kimish lo yehoye dayan, lo yedin balafanav, elefnei Moshe, no vadal didei shari. Any individual who's not a rabbi, who's not part of the court system, if you come to him, or if he comes to you and says, let's try to mediate, let's try to arbitrate, that's fine. But if you come into court and you've already appointed the three dayanim and say, okay, Chevra, start the court proceedings, says Reb Lezer, then it's Oslo of Soy. From this point on, you can no longer go and encourage settlement. Yes?
We had Tine Satora Vitaris Hatime,
right.
So and the Kohen is certain, as an exclusive, in certain instances, like Megoyim, to
okay.
be the one. So
okay.
sometimes he was not the Shofet,
mm-hmm.
but he was the decider
okay.
in certain legal proceedings.
Absolutely.
And so of Tar and Tomei,
certainly. 100%.
So,
for
so
that,
I,
you don't need the Oyev Shalom or Oyev Shalom. Oyev Shalom or Oyev Shalom is referring to two parties that are angry with one another. Is a dispute, a litigation. In such a case, he tried to go and bring Shalom by settling the case between the two.
You would think that Shalom, even afterwards, so that you're not saying, yes, this is the din,
mm-hmm.
but you could say, you know, to the
two parties.
The parties could say to the victorious one, the one who came out on top, say, listen, if you want to do something to this guy, fine, you don't have to. But,
generous.
Yeah, be generous.
Okay, well, clearly these first two Madhyamim don't hold that way.
Right.
We're gonna have a whole bunch of others, though, so stay
okay.
tuned to Mir Tashem.
Okay.
Not for naught, as he called Brother Shai. Brother mm-hmm. always tries with brotherly love to get the people together.
He's also trying, he's passing like Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara that went over my head.
I want to be generous.
I got you. I want to be generous. Ah, okay. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so we have now the first two Mandiyama. We have the Tanakhama that says once Nigmar, then it's decided, then no more settlement. While according to Blazer, even from the very beginning, once you've agreed to, says Resh Brashi, Mishabol Nadin, they're now in the Bez Nashim, they've agreed, three Dayanim, from that point on, don't even breathe settlement. Says Yomar Avaita, since we quoted this pasuk of Beitzeya Beirech Ni Eitz Hashem, Rav Lezer Oimer Harish Gozal So'o Shalchitim. Now, we had already Rav Lezer, that was Rav Lezer Ben Shabiyah Beitzeya Glili, but obviously not the same Lezer, because Rav Lezer Ben Horkin, exactly right. Rav Lezer Oimer Harish Gozal So'o Shalchitim. Person stole, can you imagine? He stole
Chitim.
Chitim, exactly. Weitz. Weitz is wheat, v'tochna. And then he went and crushed it, he ground it, v'yof, and he baked it. V'ivrish chalem, v'ivrish mimena chalem. Ketz and mevorach. Is he allowed to go and make a bracha? Ein ze mevorach el mena'et. Making a bracha after he stole the chitim. Now there's a major, major machlokes among the mafarshim. Which bracha are we referring to? You could be referring to the hafroshes chalos, or you could be referring to hamoitzi. Most think that since we said refresh mena chalak kates and mavarech, presumably we're talking about the bracha on being mafresh chalak. That's the pashut chat. No good.
Well, just since he said he took off the challah.
He's the hifrish memena challah ketzim. Whenever you make the bracha, you take it in hand, and then you say baruch
atah. For once, it's a different form.
He's kone it with machinery. With the shinui, he's koneh it with the shinui, though. Together, it's a kabbalah.
Yeah, all of that is great. But the question is, can you make a bracha or not? So it says b'tzeya beirach nietz Hashem, making a bracha on something which is stolen. This is terrible.
It's a mitzvah ba'aveira.
That's what you're saying is great. That the Rosh adds, the same thing applies even to the bracha subsequently when he makes a moitzi lechem in arts. However, other Rishonim dispute that.
Uh-huh.
And they say, why do they dispute that? Because they make it a chilik between birchas ha-mitzvahs and birchas ha-nehenim.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to make a mitzvah. Don't build up a mitzvah based on ma'aveira. You went and stole somebody's chitim, and then you say magically, oh, thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't thank me. You're a ganav, a gazlan. You're not an erlechid. And therefore, I don't want to hear your bracha. However, there's another Gemara in Sefer Brachos. It says, "Asur lehanis me oilam hazeh, b'li bracha." You're not allowed to go and have hanor from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's foods and fruits. Mashem haaretz umloya doesn't belong to you. Only after you make the bracha, then we'll go and say,
"Haaretz asur lehanis." Haaretz would go against the grain.
Anyway, so what our Gemara is telling us is, "Ein zeh mevarech l'menayit." So many other Rishonim say, even though it's takam menayit, but if you want to go and eat from and this challah, you want to make a bracha, you have to make a bracha, because otherwise you'll be over the other Gemara. Okay, the machlokes. Getting back to our Gemara now, so this was a blessing. Obviously, there's nothing to do with Din Torah, but he said that the Beitzei Berech Li Yitzei Hashem doesn't talk about Bitzua of the Pshara, Beitzei Pas Lechem, that he went, he was Beitzei Sapas, he cut a piece of challah, and he makes a bracha, etc. Remeir Oimer, Loi Nema Beitzei Ele Keneged Yehuda, in last week's parish. Shenevet said in the Pasuk, V'yem Yehuda El Echa, Ma Betza Kin Hargis Achinu, V'chisinu Es Domoi, L'chunim Karen Ela Yishma'elim. So it says, Ma Betza, and therefore, Yehuda is being blamed. Now, you would say, Yehuda being blamed, what Yehuda did was very praiseworthy. He saved Yosef, because the brothers were willing to go and kill him, Rachman al-Itzlat. So Yehuda should be praised. No!
Reuven already saved him.
That's a separate story. Afterwards we can go through the Chumash. Yeah. But the point is, at this point in time, Yehuda said, Mabetzki Naragas Achina. They wanted to go and kill him, and he said, Mabetza. V'cholam avorachas Yehuda, whoever blesses Yehuda, as Mishabeach, says, you did a great thing. Harzemanayat. V'alzenemu b'tzei berach niyat Hashem. Then what did Yehuda do wrong? I think Yehuda should get a prize. He should be the guest of honor at the next Malam Malkit. Says Rashi. And Rashi in Chumash says the same thing. Because since they were willing to listen to Yehuda. By the way, where was Reuven at the time?
He went to serve Yaakov.
He was either Misham Mishra Yaakov, or he was sitting Shiva because he was Mechal Yitzui Oven. And Rashi and Chumash of this past fashion. Anyway, the point is Reuven wasn't around. Yehuda was now the second in command, and everybody was listening to him. And he said, let's not kill him, let's just throw him into the bar. Yo, yo, Yehuda, you're right. Says Rashi here, and Rashi says, L'chumish, shohoy loimar nachzeren levino, achrei shohoy dvorev nishmoim. Rashi about 10, 12 lines from the top, kineged Yehuda, shohoy loimar, Yehuda, if you're giving Eitzis toy voice, your Eitzis toy voice should have said, Rabbi, we've gone too far already. You know, what we've done is, nachzeren levino, let's give him back to Tati, achrei shohoy dvorev nishmoim liachov. Once he sees that everybody's listening to him, he shouldn't have said, ma betza, throw him into the bar. He should have said, let's go and return him. So that's the Boitzei HaBerech Liyetz Hashem, the Mabetza of Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Korcho Eimer, mitzvah levtzoya, is a great inyan when should be Boitzei. When does this mitzvah take place? We'll see on the bottom of the Yom HaGemara, we'll address that. But it's a great zach to go and do a settlement between two Jews. In other words, like we had Aharon HaKoyin, and we're going to see shortly about David HaMelech. Shinem, it says in the Pasuk, Emes u'mishpat sholem shifte b'sha'arechem. Now, the Lashon of Mishpat and Sholem, Lechor, these are two terms which are inconsistent. But B'mokim Sheyesh Mishpat, if you're going into the Beis HaMishpat, in the Beis HaMishpat, to decide justice, Ein Sholem, there's never going to be peace, because the guy that loses, he's not going to be happy. He'll have to fork up the money, he'll have to pay. But he's not going to do it with a smile. He's going to do it, I have no choice. B'mokim Sheyesh Sholem, if in fact you have Sholem, and you put a compromise, Ein Mishpat, but this is not the decided law, it's just the two parties are willing to go and bend a little bit to finish off this litigation.
That's the difference between Pshara and Din.
That's exactly the difference between Pshara and Din. So, Frey Timara, how could it say in the Pasuk, together, Sholem, Mishpat, and Sholem, Shifta B'Sha'arechem, it's one or the other. Ela'ezeu Mishpat Shiyeh Sholem, when do you have a Mishpat that includes Sholem? Have Oime Zebitua, that is a compromise, where you have both Sholem and Mishpat, V'chem B'Dovid Oime. V'yidavid uysim mishpat u'tzedakah. V'alikomokim sheish mishpat ein tzedakah, tzedakah ein mishpat. Like we just said, when we say tzedakah over here, we mean that people are being generous and therefore are being gracious, and let's work things out. If you're working things out, then you're not doing mishpat. If you're doing mishpat, you're not doing tzedakah. Ezeu mishpat sheish mishpat tzedakah v'yoyim ezeh bitzua. Then we see that compromise, it's not perfect, it's not totally mishpat, it's not totally shalom, but it's a path down the middle. So Ibazoi Zokti Gemara. That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Korcho meant when he says Mitzvah Lebtzoya. And with this, we take a break for a moment in the Braisa. We're going to come further in the Braisa, but Rashi says, put here a period, and let's go back to Ason Letanakam. What's the son of the Tanakama? The Tanakama is not the Tanakama that we started on the Amud Aleph, but it's this Reb Lezer Benoy Shab Yosi Aglili on the second line that said Osul of Tzai. A son of the Tanakama, we ask Akasha, Donis Adin, Zika Sazakai, Vachriya Vesachayev, the Ro'oshin is Chayev, only Momoin, Vishilim Loimitoy Beisoy, Zem Mishparut Stoka. What the Gemara is saying is, since the Tanakama at the outset said, Osul of Tzai, and here we're saying now it's a gross inyan miftzul of tzaya. What does he do with this pasuk that says mishpat and sholem at mishpat, which sounds like betziah is a good thing? So zokti gemara, what does the Tanakama do with this price and this pasuk? Says gemara, I'll explain to you. If you went to the bezin and the bezin decided who's right and who's wrong, v'rosh nischayv ani mamain v'shilim loy mitoich beisoy. What happens if the dayan is machayiv the oni? The oni was the loiva. Not surprisingly, he's the oni because he borrowed the money in the first place. Mm-hmm. And the bezin decided, oni, you got to go and pay. But the oni says, ainli chanishka gelt. So what did the dayan do? The dayan was a tzaddik. That's the tzedakah. V'shilim loy mitoch beisai. He says to the oni privately, I'll take care of it. You owe $100 to the malva. Here's $100 cash. Says Gemara, Zem Mishpat Utztaka. That's what the pasuk means. Mishpat Utztaka. Mishpat Leze Utztaka Leze. Mishpat Leze Shechzle Mamin. We have the mishpat. We followed the dictate of the bezin. Shechzle Mamin. We gave the money to the malv, and the malv is now happy. He got his money back. Utztaka Leze. We give tzedaka to the loiva. Sheshilim loy mitoich beisai. That we went and paid him from his house. From his house, meaning that he went and paid from himself. From his own pocket.
Who paid him?
The loiva. The loiva didn't have any money. He's the oni. We're talking about the dayan. The dayan went and paid from his own pocket.
So he didn't expect the oni to have money.
He's a popular...
Can't have the oni have money. Oy.
He's Rahmanis. He's Rahmanis.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so Zok the Gemara...
Do you
see
the parentheses?
No, you can. It's the mice. It's the same. V'chei medavid oim, but yidavid oisem mishvut etztakel chol amoi mishvut lezeh shehechzol yis. Amoina etztakel lezeh sheshilu loy mitoch beisai. So we see that was the madrega of David HaMelech, that he did mishvut for one and stakel for the other. So he was makayim both. The Gemara didn't speak it out as clearly there earlier. Because if you go back 10 lines, v'yidavid oisem. So now we're saying that according to David HaMelech, he was Mekayim both the Mishpat and the Tzedakah. Mishpat Lezeh, Tzedakah Lezeh. So now, Frank Dimara, Kashali L'Rabbi. So just to get to turn back. So he asked a son of the Tanakama, what did the Tanakama say? That Osel of Tzoya, or Nigmar Din, yeah, the Roshoy of Tzoya. That's right, not the Tanakama. It's Reb Lezer. Yeah, you see, if you look at the Rashi, son of the Tanakama, it's about a quarter down the Amid. Son of the Tanakama, Tanakama, the Omar Osel of Tzoya. So we're not going back to the Tanakama Omid Aleph. That's the Tanakama here. He says, Osel of Tzoya, the Dorish Flei, Lahai Mishwit Staka. How does he interpret Mishpat Tzedakah? Shei David Donis Adin Mechiv Esachayv V'Rosha Yoni Mechuyim Mamay V'Yim Shalom Lebal Dinoy Mitoich Beisai. The reason why you have these parentheses here of the Vav is probably the Mashal, no? Yeah, Mashal typically, whenever he sees that Rashi says these words, he's wondering, Rashi is always very succinct. Why would Rashi say Shei David Donis Adin Mechiv Esachayv? The reason is because it wasn't in the Gemara. That's why he circles it to say this is not text of the Gemara, this is really Rashi. Because if it says anything more, then Rashi wouldn't even mention it. Rashi says, "Shay Dovid Don Kidla Kamon." He wouldn't have to go through the whole thing. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korach, it's a mitzvah of tzayt because it says the word shalom together with the word mishpat, and that means bitzua. On the other hand, what is the Tanakama meaning of blood? When he says osel of tzayah, he says that mishpat and shalom means that the dayan decides the mishpat. And he does shalom by going give tzedakah from his own pocket. Straight to Yimar. Kashali the Rebbe. Right after the parentheses. Kashali the Rebbe. Hay lechol am oilan niyem mi boyolei. Let's look at the pasuk again. Here the pasuk is in the parentheses. V'yidobet oisem mishpat tzedakah lechol amoy. How is that lechol amoy? He does mishpat for the malve. She'achzol yis money. Give back the money to the malve. With tzedakah lezeh that he gave to the loive. He paid him mitoch beisai from his own pocket. But that's, he did tzedakah for that niyam. He didn't do lechol amoy. Let niyam be boil. And therefore, says Yimara, Ella, says Yimara, a brand new pshat. Avo bishalei shilom etoich beisoy, zeo mishpat ut tzedakah. Even without David HaMelech having to pay from his own pocket to the loyva, to the ani, you can also do mishpat ut tzedakah. How is that? Mishpat lezeh tzedakah lezeh, mishpat lezeh shehech salei m'moynoi. We did mishpat, we meted out justice on behalf of the malva by giving him back his money. If we would allow the loyva to continue holding on to the money, then that would be a case, chas v'sholom, of gezeila. So therefore, it's a tzedakah. We're doing the loyva a favor in extricating or extracting from him the money. And now you don't have to worry about it, chas v'sholom, you have stolen money in your possession. Right. We continue on the brayser. Thank you very much, Brother Shai. Rabbi Shimon Menasi says, you have two that came from Nechaladin. Actually, Tishma Devrayim. We didn't hear any arguments yet. They just came in. They're asking the rabbis, could we have a bezin to decide our case? So actually, Tishma, we didn't hear the argument. Or even Misha Tishma Devrayim. The Dayan listened very carefully, but he still doesn't know who's right and who's wrong. He needs to deliberate with his fellow Dayanim and think who's right and who's wrong. Until that point, even though it's in the middle of the Din Torah, but he hasn't decided yet which direction, they can still say Tzu'u Bitzu. Obviously, this is not in accordance with the Mandiyamah that we had on the top, the Osul of Tzoya Mandiyamah, because Rashi is saying, Mishubo Ledin. Once they already started, here it's saying that they could have been in dinner ready for a week, and they heard the arguments, but they just haven't made a decision yet. They are still ein yodein lehechan din noita. You can still say tzu'ubitz. However, mishatishim with the brain, vati yodei lehechan din noita. Once your mind is made up, that's a similar to what the Tois is saying, according to Nigmar Hadin at the top. From this point on, you're not allowed to say, let's compromise, because they know how the halacha is tending, what they're going to decide. Shneem, it's in the pasuk. Point to maim reishis modoin, lefnei yizgal hariv nitoish. What does this mean? Point to maim, we're going to have mitchim on the Omar Aleph tomorrow, that the word maim in this connection means a din toira, a dispute. Point to maim reishis modoin. You can go and patter the din toira at the very outset of the din toira. Lefnei yizgal. The scholar is as if it had an hay at the end. Before you have a gila, before you reveal what, before it's revealed to the Tayonim what the psak should be, then you can withdraw from deciding based on halacha. However, Mishin Skalariv, once the Tayonim know in which way the din is noted, in other words, they know that we're going to paskin like the malva against the loiv, but the loiv against the malva, from that point on, Yatiyochel and Taitan and Nachoy, don't go Yatiyochel, Yochel, apparently it's a mistake. Yatiyochel and Nachoy, then from this point on, there's no way that you can go and withdraw. Now you have to paskin la halacha, and don't say, well, maybe we can still try to resolve the issue. And now we have in parentheses Veresh Lakish. Everybody knows Veresh Lakish, of course, is in Amoira, and we're still going through a Braisa. And that's why on the side they have a Girsa that either it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Lakish or that it's Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. But it's not referring to the famous Veresh Lakish, the Shvugar, or Rabbi Shimon Lakish was the Shvugar of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so what did this Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish or Reb Yehuda or Rabbi Yeshua ben Lakish say? Shnaim Shabbat Adin. Echad Rach v'Echad Kosher. One is an easy guy, an idler. And the Echad Kosher, one is a tough, he could. Actually, Tishma Devrei. Until you hear what they have to say. Oy, Misha Tishma Devrei. V'yati Yedei Leheichan Din Noite. You don't know how to decide yet. At the Shoy Leim Lehen, Einin Yiz Niskak Lechem. You can say, you know what, I've decided to withdraw. Why does the Dayan want to withdraw? Withdraw. Shem Neschayv Chozak. V'nimtza Chozak Roitfai. He's afraid that once we're going to decide, and we may decide against the chazik, the tafi, then that chazik, that tafi, is going to be roid of him for the rest of his life, or for the next few days.
The judge.
He's going to be roid of the judge and say, shmata, anamu uretz. He doesn't know the din, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's going to be roid of him. And therefore the dayan says, what do I need this for? However, mishatishma divrei, once he has heard all the arguments, And you know what the psak is, even though that you know that the psak is against the tafi. He can no longer withdraw. You're not allowed to go and fear anybody. You got to go and be a shtar kadayin, and you have to go and paskin, whatever Hashem says. You have a Talmud who is sitting there in the wings, and he's listening to all the discussions. And he himself came up with a wonderful argument that the Oni is right and the Usher is wrong. But anytime you're going to say that the Usher is wrong, the Usher obviously is going to be upset. How do you know that this Talmud should not be quiet, but rather should go over to his Rebbe and say, Rebbe, I think that in this case, the Oni is right and the Usher is wrong. Don't let any litigant intimidate you. You have to go and ask him what the din is. And even though this Talmud is not a member of the Beis Din, nevertheless, it's a mitzvah to him to go and say to the Rebbe, Rebbe, you forgot a tshuva. Tshuva Chasam Sofer. Tshuva Chasam Sofer says that the Oni is right and the Usher is wrong. You're right. Reb Chanan Omer, lo yitachlis devarechem mnei ish. Don't hold back anything because of you're fearful of someone. Now, as we'll see, Reb Chanan is going to darshan this, or he's going to explain this both vis-a-vis the Edom and vis-a-vis the Dayan. If you saw something, what did they say? You saw something? You say something. You got to do something about it. If you Edom Yoidim es mi hein mei Eden, Edom should realize about whom they are being made. What does that mean? So Rashi says that they should realize that they're being made about a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel. Which Rashi is that? So Rashi, a little bit past halfway down the Amud, Esmi Hein Mei Eden. Everybody have that? Ki'ilu Hein Mei Eden B'Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's as if they're going and saying Eidus against Hashem. What does that mean? Kemal Kamon, as we'll see, Mir Shem Andav Ches, Shematrichen Oyser Lahachzer Mamon Lebalav. By going and paskining, what happens if the Bezin paskins incorrectly? Then Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to have to go and give the mamon to whoever's entitled to that money. So anytime the Eidim are being made, they should realize that this is not just Yankel and Beryl, Reuven and Shimon.
It's cosmic significance.
Exactly. Wow. Very good. Because all the way Kodesh Baruch Hu may have to, quote unquote, shell out some money to make one of the two parties happy, to make him whole. Good. If you aid them, you're just me, and who are they being made from? In front of, being made in front of a Kodesh Baruch. How do I know? As we'll see in the Pasuk in a moment. Me asli par mehen, and who's going to go and punish them if they go and testify falsely? On the surface, the Pasuk is talking about the two litigants, the two parties. However, the Gemara Darshan's Eltsubash, Omdishnei Anoshim, is referring to the Edom. So the Edom that are standing there by this riv, they're standing with Nei Hashem. This is not just in the Bezin Shtibel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is there. The Gemara is going to quote in another minute, Elikim Nitza Badas Kel. So when they are standing there and they're saying Edis, Hashem Yisbaruch is listening. V'yadayonim Yodim Mihen Donen, V'lefnei Mihen Donen, U'mi Asa Lipara Mehen. And the Dayanim say the same thing. Me ain't done it. Me ain't done it. Me also part of the ancient Emma. The Kim Nitsa, but that's Kel Kodesh Baruch is there. Kaviyachol. And Novominska once spoke, and I think in a Aguda convention, and as you may know, Aguda, the Novominska Rebbe at one point was the Rosh Hashiva in
Broyers.
In the Broyers in Washington Heights. So he said that from time to time he was called in as a third Dayan on a Bezin with Rav Broyers Zechan Levracha. And with Rav Schwab Zechayim Levracha, said the honesty and integrity and the chachma of these two people, he said he felt it in his bones. Elikim Nitzav Adas Kel, Kodesh Baruch was present when these two great rabbis, and he, Rav Minsky, considered himself to be a cotton that compared to them. The Rebbeinu Shlom is standing here, and there was a real cherdas adin. It was, you know, we're doing a din Torah, what Kodesh Baruch wants us to do. So he. He said it very...
So why three munches?
Well, you could have done one. Apparently they felt more comfortable having three together. Anyway, v'chem b'yoshofet hu, it says b'yoshofet, v'yoymer el ha-shoiftim, re'u ma'atim oisim. See, shoiftim, what you're doing. Kilo li'onim tishbetu, kilo Hashem, whatever you're doing is, Hashem is there. Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. Shem yoyim adayim mali b'tzar hazeh. Or that the expression is, mali d'tzar hazoisim. What do I need this for, the dayan says? oy, 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 if I make a mistake, who knows what's going to happen? I'm going to be punished. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is here. Well, Tam Eloyimar, Imachem, Midvar Mishpat. Ainle the Dain El Masha, Ain of Royas. Dain, you do not have to go and worry about whatever you're going to paskin. As long as you paskin it with honesty and integrity, what you hear and what you see and what you understand, you have nothing to worry about.
Shaul Lubezki calls this the parole evidence rule. That the court only looks at what's in front of them in the court.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, when he was learning with us, he used to always mention that we got to this topic.
It's true. Mm-hmm. See, if you look at the Rashi, about five lines to the bottom. Ain't like the dying lira, he has no reason to be fearful. To withdraw. El lefi basha in of royois. Lidoin, whatever his eyes see, he has to be done. His kavana has to be to do a betzidkus and emes. Then you don't have to worry about everything. Okay, with this we have now concluded the brisa. Really? Yes, the brisa went on. Shelly, you're being summoned. Not summoned to court. Summoned to
the highest. There's a long mission at the beginning and this long
brisa. That's why we started off with Sarmash and Bankash. Now for homework, you're going to assign one letter to each one of the Mandiyamrim that we quoted. So now we start investigating or looking over a couple of what we said. So at the very top of the Yamad, we said, Nigmar Adin. Zokti Yamara, Hey Chidamik Mardin, can you describe to me what means Mardin? And this is the Rashi and the Toysa we had before, Rav Yudah Marav, Ishpani Atchayiv, Ishpani Atzakai. That's Mardin. And from that point on, says Yamara, Iyat Rishoylovtsa. You can't be Boitse anymore. Because the Bezdin has already decided, Yankel, you're right, Beryl, you're wrong, it's done. No more discussion. Of course, the two parties among themselves can do whatever they want, but the Bezdin has no authority from this point on even to talk settlement. But
then how do you get to the point of a mistake that a dayan is toa?
Yeah.
If once the Nigmar Adin, that's it, the court decided, how do you resurrect the case? I'm asking you a practical way. When you have a Nigmar Adin and the case is settled,
yeah,
how do you resurrect the case and have an appeal to somebody else? Because the victorious party can say, too bad, it's over.
Well, that's what Tosfos is asking on Rashi. You're saying, Iyatar Shoy, Liftsoya, you can't go and do compromise anymore. Said Tosfos, although that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says here in the bottom, Hechadom Nigmar Adin, Ishbon Yata Chayv, Ishbon Yata Zakai. But Toysi says, L'choy, that's very, very schwer. Because Hashta Achash Nifsek Adim Legamri, why would the winning party ever want to go and make a settlement?
I'm saying is that there's a if they
if the Bezdin made a mistake?
The Bezdin made a mistake. How do you have a mechanism for appeal is my question.
There is no such thing as
So what happens that a judge made a mistake that he has to pay, either he has judicial immunity or not?
If one of the parties brings his lawyers and they look up the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam and all the Chumas for him, and they say, sorry, rabbis, you're honest.
How can they go? It's closed. Case is closed.
Only for settlement. Case is not closed vis-a-vis any showing them that what they did is incorrect. It's not that they say, okay, we're done. I don't want to hear anything more. If I go and show them that Shulchan Aruch says and Simon this, and the Rambam says and Simon that, or Perek this, halacha, hey, that halacha is like this, then the Tanya will say, oy, oy, oy. He makes a big gasp. I really messed up.
Okay.
It was a Torah B'dvar Mishnah. If it's clear cut to everybody, okay, then you can reverse it. But if it's not Torah B'dvar Mishnah, Shikol Adas, it didn't really say. No. What do you mean? There are 13 Gemaras that learn like Shmuel and only 5 Gemaras that learn like Bavol. You're right. He got a good point. Then he has to go and be Mishal and be basic. Okay, anyway, getting back to Gemara. Talk to Gemara Omer Rav, 2 lines on the bottom. Halacha b'shumin karcha. B'shumin karcha was the one in the middle of the yom that said mitzvah livtzoya. Frank Timur Eni, where Rav Huna talmid the Rav Hava. Rav Huna was a talmid of Rav.
Yes.
Ki Hava also came to Rav Huna. We came in front of Huna. Amalahu. Rav Huna, who was the dayan, he would say to them, Idina be'isu, ipshara be'isu. Which would you prefer? Do you want us to go and paskin the Torah, or do you want us to go and make a pshara? Well, why did he even say that? Didn't Rav just say, look, Rav Shub ben Korcha, mitzvah of Toya, he should have opened up and said, okay, Rav Yisai, let's go and try to compromise, let's try to settle. Why do you say, Yipshara, Be'isu, Mitzvah, Yudina, Be'isu? Everyone might say, Tanami, to come Rav Shub ben Korcha, that's what Rav Shub ben Korcha meant. The mitzvah, the memra lehu, that when two litigants come to court and they're both angry at each other, you should go and start off mitzvah l'btzayah. Hidina means if you want to comfort in Torah, yeah, where that's our job. We're the diana.
They're in their arbitrator
uniform. If that's the case, isn't that the same as the Tanakama? What's the Tanakama? Now we're talking about the real Tanakama. He says the top Rashi. Nigmar adin gmar din. That's only after the gmar din. Then you can't. It's a mashim, but before the gmar din, you're allowed to. It isn't that the same as the Tanakama. What's the machlekes? No, there is a machlekes. Nikmanayu mitzvah. Pshuv ben Karach oim and mitzvah. Sover mitzvah. That's what he says. Pshuv ben Karach says mitzvah l'vtzaya. Tanakama sover rishus. Until gmar din, you have the right to settle. I don't think it's a good idea to settle, but if you want to, just a die. After gmar din, it's really too late. You can't settle any longer. Frank, if that's what you're telling me, that it's rishus, and Reb Shimon ben Asya. Who's Reb Shimon ben Asya? That's the middle wide lines. We had Reb Shimon ben Asya Oyma, the first and second line. Shnayim shebol lefenech ledin, atro tishma devrein, oyshma tishma devrein. Doesn't say mitzvah. After show it's a rishus, you can go and tell him to mitzvah. No, that's the same thing that you're saying. The Tanakhama also said, if you want to, before the gemar din, you can. So I do shem enas. When are you? Mishatishma dimrei vati yodei aleheichan hadin noita. What did Reb Shimon ben Asya add? That once you heard the arguments and you know in which directions, he had to show lahem. From this point, you're now going to go and say tzu uvitzu. This portion, the Tanakhama didn't say. Therefore, since he didn't say that, that's what Reb Shimon ben Asya is adding. And in Yetzim tomorrow, we're going to continue on. Upli adam tanchum bar chani loy. Have a wonderful day.
Abshara is a compromise that the parties have to agree.